Hi everyone, it is 7:11 a.m. It is Monday, May 1st. I cannot believe it's already May 1st, so I'll probably say that every month. So my brother's birthday party was a success. It was a lot of fun. Me, my brother, and my mom, we said some speeches and we all had good speeches and the food was really good. We have leftovers. So we got the food catered, and when you call the place and tell them how many people you're having, they usually, like, their recommendations are usually over. So we're going to have leftovers for weeks. It's like there was even like trays of food that we didn't even touch. We didn't even open. So yeah, but it was fun. We also took him out yesterday. We went to an Asian restaurant. So that was what he wanted. So yeah, today he's going away. And for his gifts, I got him these egg weights. So basically they feel like an egg. They're like in the shape of an egg. They go on your finger and you can use them to do things like arm circles, because it just kind of makes it a little bit more challenging, or you can like walk with them. Like there's basically, they're like certain things you do. It just makes it a little bit more challenging. So I got him that, and then I got him this phone stand, the stand for his phone, and he's going away today. So I figured it would be good for him to put on the tray table of the plane, so he can like watch a movie or something and he doesn't have to hold the phone. So yeah, there's that. And then I'm actually going to be going away at the end of August, from August 26th to September 3rd. So my friend told me she's thinking about moving to Florida. And there's a couple cities she wants to look at. And she doesn't know for sure if she wants to move there, but she said she wants to just like kind of look around and see the area. And she really likes the city, the people, and even her job. Like their headquarters is in Florida. Like she works remotely, but the headquarters is in Florida, but she would still be able to work remotely. So she wants to just like check out the area. And she said to me, she's like, oh, we should do a little girls trip. And she said a friend of hers is coming too, but she said, I'm welcome to join them. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be going to South Carolina sometime in September. I don't know if I can, because it'll be a lot to do both, because of like just money wise. Like, I don't mind going from one place to the other, or just going like weeks in advance or weeks apart from each other. Like two trips weeks apart from each other. Like I'm fine with that, just like money wise, because it's a lot to pay for like two hotels, two airfares. So I was like, oh, well, I don't think I can this time, but maybe next time if you go, I'll definitely join you. And I was talking to my mom about it, and she's like, oh, well, you should go, because we're thinking of moving down there in like 2 years, just because we have family and friends there. They have no winters. There's a lot of factors. So that way I could like start networking a little bit. So my mom said, oh, you should go. You can start networking a little bit. You can see what the trains are like, the transportation. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go for the whole 8 days, because they're going to go to Orlando and Miami. So they're going to go to Orlando for 2 days and then Miami for the rest of the trip. So like, we're not going to stay put, but obviously I'll get more into the packing when it gets closer, but I'm gonna go with them, and we're gonna do a three-way call tonight to talk about it, like work out all the details and stuff. And then tomorrow night I have my support group, so a lot of calls this week. And then Wednesday I have my therapy session. And I have my virtual FaceTime lunch with my friend. So, like I said, a lot of calls this week. So, yeah. But I also went on Amazon. I got more of that fudge. from that same brand, but I got two different flavors. I got 2 pounds of fudge. I know I need that. Like, I need a hole in my head. And then yesterday, my brother was like, so for our dog, she has a lot of accidents. So my mom has a solution of water and bleach that she puts in a spray bottle, which is like an empty spray bottle. So, like, she just uses that to, like, clean up the messes. So my brother, you know, the spray bottle, the trigger's like not really working right. So he said, oh, you should order mom a new spray bottle off Amazon. So I did. I ordered that. And I also got her, well, I didn't get for her, but for me, this belt bag. And it has like card slots. So I figured it'd be perfect for my trip just because, like, that way I won't need a wallet. I could just put my cards in the card slots. And then I'm sure they have like RFID protection, so that some, like, random person, like, can't scan my cards. And then I could put, like, a wallet, like, cash in there. And then change purse. Obviously, I'll get all into the packing when it gets closer. It's, like, several months away yet. Like, I might not even start packing or doing anything, really, until, like, August. Because I'm not going until the end of August. So I will probably be working on my trip this week since I'm off. And, like I said, I'll be like showing what I've packed, obviously. Like, it's ways away yet. So this bag was in my safer later because I was on YouTube, and what I have to do on YouTube, since if people recommend stuff on Amazon, I have to go into, like, I find the link when I just tap on it, it doesn't open. So I have to copy and paste the link into Safari, which is really annoying because I have to do it like each one, but that's the way I have to do it. That's a little workaround that I came up with. So I just go into the description, I find the link, and I have to go through like each one because I don't know which product is which. And then I have to copy it to the clipboard, go into Safari, and then paste it into the address bar. So that's, like I said, that's my little workaround for that. Since it doesn't let me just like open the link. I actually thought of that because I was showing a client how to copy and paste on his iPhone. And I was like, oh yeah, I could do that. I could also do that with these YouTube videos that have all these Amazon products. So yeah, but so today I'm working. I have 2 clients. I'm going to be gone all day. And then we're going to go to the gym. Probably going to go earlier. So then after that, we're going to go and I'm going to have my call with my friend. And then tomorrow and Wednesday I'm off. So I'm probably going to be working on this trip. And then tomorrow night I have my support group. And then Wednesday I have my virtual FaceTime lunch with my friend. And then, like I said, I'll be working on my trip in between all of that. And then Wednesday, I have 2 appointments, or Thursday, I have 2 appointments. They're near each other. And then Friday, I'm working from home. And then Saturday, I'm going to Chili's with some friends. So I got a lot going on this week because I got to work on this trip and everything. So between all the calls, working on this trip, work, going out with friends, I'm going to be busy this week. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. I'm actually going to bring a backpack with me. I'm going to bring a school backpack, because I don't need the big one because I'm not bringing any laptops today. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later.
It's 11:47 and my driver's just getting gas. So we had my first appointment, and then we did a pickup of a laptop for my first appointment. It was a very long walk from where we parked to the building. When we did the pickup, the elevator wasn't working, so we had to take the stairs to the 4th floor. And then that was a workout. And then we just did the pickup of the laptop, and now we're going to go get lunch. And my next appointment is at 1 o'clock. So we also had to go through security, and then the client, he was a little bit late just because he had to do a few things. So I just helped him get into the website that he needs to go on for this typing program, and that was it. I didn't really have time to actually, like, do it with him, but he knew what to do. He was like, he understood once I told him again, so he should be coming back in a minute with these cars. You know, you have to pump the gas yourself, so, all right. Okay, so now
we'll get something to eat now. This way we don't have to worry about stalling out on the road somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we have time to, like, go inside,
yes,
so.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. It's 3:32 p.m., so I'm now home. My last appointment, I unfortunately had to take the computer back with me because it wasn't working right. So I have to just bring it back to the office so that it can get fixed. And like I said, I had a pickup that I had to do. And then when I got home, I just did some paperwork. And then we're going to go to the gym later. So then after that, I have my three-way, my call with my friend. And I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 7:40 a.m. or p.m. 7:40 p.m. So it is Tuesday, May 2nd. So today I've just been kind of hanging out. Me and my friends have been texting about the trip. We have a group text going. So I want to show you guys this new fanny pack that I've got. It is big, but of course I'm going to adjust it because it's even too big for me. So it has this back, part in the back, which I like. So I could put like a slim wallet here. Someone was actually talking about this on YouTube, so I was like, I have to get this. Then in the front here, it has a compartment where you could put like smaller things. I guess like maybe I would put AirPods or something. It has two main compartments, too. This is really, I think this is the one I'm going to use for a vacation. So in here it has credit card slots, so I'll put my cards. And I'll probably put like my wallet in here. And then it does have like plastic on the zippers, but I'll take that off later, so just not to waste time. So it has the card slots, and then this big compartment here, there's some things going on in here. So you got some, you have an internal zipper compartment. This is really nice. You have more card slots. And then you have like just like put stuff. So probably keep like whatever I'm going to be using for when I'm like out and about. So like this is cute. it's pink, it's cute. But like my AirPods, my keys, my EpiPen, some RTVs, my phone, and some money, so it's nice and spacious. So yeah, that's the bag. So I'm gonna go for it now. I'm gonna have some tea. We just finished up dinner. I had my support group. So I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi, everyone. It is 10:55 a.m. It is the next day. It's Wednesday, May 3rd. So I'm not talking to my friend today over FaceTime because she lost her voice and isn't able to talk. So we're going to reschedule that. So we're going to have breakfast here in a little bit. We went to the gym this morning. There was a spin class. My mom texted me. She's like, oh, there's a spin at 9 o'clock. Do you want to go? It's not full. So I was like, yeah, let's go. I mean, I didn't want to, but I knew that it's good for us. So that's what we did. We went to that. And my mom is actually working from home this week because she was exposed to COVID on Thursday, but she didn't find out until Monday because the person she was with tested positive on Saturday. So she was instructed to just work from home the rest of the week because next Monday would be like
10 days or like even more than that. So, and she was wearing a mask because she was in an assisted living working with this person. So she just has to quarantine. So that's why she's home this week. So after we have breakfast, we're going to work on my flight. I think we're going to call the airline because I'm trying to do a round trip out of like different cities. So I'm going to be flying into one city. Then we're going to take Amtrak to the other city we're going to like 2 days later. And then I'm going to be flying home from that city. And we're just going to spend the rest of the time there. So it's, so like we have to figure that out how to do that. We don't really know how to do it online. So we're going to call the airline and we're going to have them help us. I'm not sure which airline, but we're going to see which one has like cheap flights. We were looking at ones because I was going to have one come back on Labor Day, but 2 days later it's cheap again. So we were like, well, because my friends, they have to go back on Labor Day because they work full time. They don't have the flexibility that I have. So I don't have to go back yet. So if I'm there for two extra days, like it's not really a big deal because I will have been with them for like 95% of the trip. So wouldn't be like a big deal. So I might do that if it's cheaper. We'll see what we can come up with, but it is definitely something to think about. So yeah, I do have my therapy session later. And then that's about it. So I do have to work tomorrow and have two appointments, and I'm not going to be all over the place. I'm going to be in two cities that are next to each other, which is nice. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It is 3:41 p.m., so it's a lot later. So I booked my plane tickets for my trip. So since I'm flying out of, I'm flying into one city and then we're going to take Amtrak a couple days later. And then we're going to be in another city for the rest of the time. I had to do it separate. I had to do two one-way trips just because you can't really do a multi-city trip. I tried it. We can't do it. So I had to do two one-way trips, so I'm going to be flying United, going there, and then JetBlue going home because I'm flying out of a different airport. So, yeah, and it's on Labor Day, and, like, we were looking at flights the other day, just kind of, like, browsing, and it said it was, like, very expensive to come back on Labor Day, but then 2 days later, it was, like, $80-something dollars to come back, so I decided, because it was either spending two extra nights in the hotel, that's two extra nights I'd have to pay for, or a more expensive flight. So I picked a more expensive flight. So even if I did it that way, though, like, it's not the worst thing in the world because I'll have been with my friends like 85% of the trip. So it's not like the end of the world if I didn't do it that way. But I'm coming back on Labor Day, so yeah, but I'm just going to also try to book my friend he's going to help me, and my other friend, he's going to help us walk us through booking the Amtrak ticket. I might even try to do it myself, we'll see, but he's going to walk us through that, and I want to set up my account and put in my payment information, so that way when I go to do it, it's not like, you know, it's just will save us several steps. That way he just has to walk us through how to do it. So how to get the ticket. So yeah, but I'm having a little bit of trouble. It's not really accessible to create the account. So yeah, but I also decided that for my trip, we're going to be using Aira. We're going to be using Google Maps most likely. So I decided that I'm going to get a portable charger, and I hear that they have ones that are like really tiny that you don't even have to have like a wire connected to your phone, which is nice. So I do want to get a portable charger just for like, because we're going to be using Aira and Google Maps, and that that uses a lot of bandwidth. So it eats your battery a lot quicker. So I want to have a portable charger. So I'm going to get one because on YouTube, like, people rave over them because, you know, you're doing stuff on your phone. You have to keep it charged. So, and they actually make really tiny ones that don't need like a cord to plug it into it. So it'll fit in my belt bag. So yeah, but, I have my therapy session in a few minutes, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 9:41 a.m. It is the next day. It is Thursday, May 4th. So I am going to work soon. I'm leaving between 10 and 10:15. I have two clients, so I had to bring some bump dots with me today because she wants her computer labeled and she's done with the typing program. So I'm just going to be taking her laptop back with me, and I'm going to be having my two appointments. I don't know if we'll have time to stop for lunch. We'll see. But I'm getting ready to go here. I was able to set up the Amtrak tickets. Well, not the tickets. We're going to do that on Sunday. Let's figure out what time. But I was able to sign up, get the app. I don't use the reward system. I'm probably not going to, just because it's, for me, it's not really worth it because I'm not going to like use it a lot. So it wouldn't like rack up a lot of points, but it's definitely good to know that you get points. So yeah, but, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone. It's 7:47 PM. So I got home from my appointments at around like 2:30, closer to 3 o'clock. We were having some technical difficulties with some of the computers. But other than that, it went well, the appointments. My driver and I, we stopped at Wawa for lunch, and there was a sale. You can get two bottles of Pepsi for $4, and normally they're like two something, like just for one. So I took advantage of that. I had one before and then one with dinner. and there were like the 20-ounce bottles. And I got a Twix, I got chips, and then I got a sandwich with pepperoni and provolone, and I got extra meat and extra cheese, and I didn't want it toasted, I wanted it cold, but they toasted it by mistake. So we give them the ticket, and then they gave me the sandwich, and we were just like, they were like, oh, well, we toasted it by mistake, and I'm like, that's okay. They were like, sorry about that. I'm like, that's okay. Like, no, I didn't really care. So yeah, I had to buy a bag because I was like carrying all my stuff, and my driver was like, you never remember to bring a bag. And I'm like, well, I had like three Wawa bags and I let my mom borrow them. So, but I like how the bags from Wawa are like smaller. So they're small enough. They could be like a lunch bag or something, but I'm going to keep it in my backpack. So that way, I have it. So if I do go to a Wawa, I could just bring it in with me. So that way I'm not like trying to carry all my stuff on my arm and then asking to buy a bag. So yeah, but my friends and I, we're going to talk again on Sunday about the trip. We have an idea which hotel we're going to stay at. So we're going to try to book that, have something locked in now before like it gets closer and the prices start going up. And then we're going to also book the Amtrak tickets because we're going to have to go to the other city. And so we're going to talk on Sunday. We're going to do FaceTime. We're going to do group FaceTime. And that way I could use my Mac. And then our one friend, he's going to walk us through it. So that way he can hear my voiceover on my phone. So yeah, I'm going to just do that. Or I might see if they're able, if they know how to use Zoom. But FaceTime's a little easier. And the group FaceTime is nice because with three-way calling, you have to like merge the calls together. Whereas with group FaceTime, they just accept the call and then they're automatically in. You don't have to do the whole like merging calls and stuff, which is kind of annoying. So yeah, but tomorrow I'm just working from home. Saturday I'm going out with some friends. So
I will talk to everyone next week.